Coach, how do you feel about the off season so far and where the team is at now?
Encouraged, cautiously optimistic. I think we had a very productive spring. That we made several changes to the roster. I feel we've improved our depth dramatically. We've gotten healthy, or at least healthier. I feel good about that. Headed towards training camp. So there's plenty of reasons to be optimistic, but at the same time, know that while we like where we are, there's a lot of work will have to be done between now and the opener for us to accomplish what we want to accomplish.
You come out of those OTAs, which was very much an install period, and you get into this mini camp. What were you hoping to get out of mini camp, and how pleased were you with the mini camp?
Very pleased because we were able to circle back with the installations. We threw a lot at our guys, and that's what the spring is for. You want to find out, mentally, how are you? So we want to challenge our guys and throw a lot at them and kind of wait to the point where you start to get to some complaints or you have guys that are normally on point with the installation start to have a couple busts here and there. And then you realize, like, hey, this might be a decent amount. So our mini camp ended up being just kind of a best hits installation. Mm-hmm. And it was good. It was real positive. We feel that we got a lot out of it. And it gave us a good dose of momentum headed into training camp.
The minicamp seemed like the offense kind of got it going. Josh McCown had some very good days. The first team offense looked pretty sharp. How happy are you with what this offense has done, and John DeFilippo in particular, leading them to this point?
You know, very pleased, because we threw a lot at them, and they proved that they were able to handle it. I feel this is one of our strengths is a very smart football team that we'll be able to do a lot. Anytime you can have that blend of solid old-school fundamentals with cutting-edge scheme and high volume that you're going to maximize your chances to be successful. But we like the skill set that we have, that we've been able to add that variety to take what we had, the existing guys in the room, and add a Dwayne Bow and a Brian Hartline to the receiving room, to in the backfield, add a Duke Johnson through the draft, a Malcolm Johnson that gives us a versatile skill set at fullback, to add a Rob Hauser at tight end, to add Cam Irving to the offensive line, to what we feel, as I said, is one of the better ones in the league, and now just to improve from a depth standpoint. We're excited, but I think all NFL teams are excited this part of the year. But we feel we have a good plan moving forward, and very much looking forward to training camp.
Defense in the second year, say now you're getting into graduate level stuff. When you get to graduate school, grades are a little tougher. How are you pleased with the defense and how they've come along so far?
Very pleased, because we've thrown a lot at them. We've taken that next step in the learning process, went back and looked at, okay, these were some of the things that teams did against us last year that we need to make sure that we have cleaned up. And then just naturally going against our offense and all the different looks that they give, as we already talked about, there's no substitute for that work. And that's why I feel that we've really tested each other, both sides of the ball, schematically. And that's one of the reasons that we're as encouraged as we are heading into the fall.
If you could single out one or two players on offense or defense for their work this offseason who have really stood out to you, who would they be?
The guy offensively that's been very impressive in all phases is Josh McCown, that he's come in and grabbed a hold of this offense and put his signature on it and is demanding accountability, but he demands it in the right way. And he's been a great leader, not just in the quarterback room, but in the offensive room as well. So we're pleased with where he is. Defensively, I think the name that keeps popping up there is Kaywan Williams, that I think made a real commitment from a physical standpoint from when the season ended and came back. Changed his body, body fat down, lean muscle mass up. His movement skills have always been good, but he's taken that next step. I think he realizes that if he can stay healthy, that he could be a heck of a contributor for us in the secondary.
All right, final one. Coach, what are you looking forward to the most with training camp?
The competition that we've met as a coaching staff and kind of discussed each player on the roster and ranked the positions, and we have a pretty good sense for where those competition hotspots are going to be, and it's going to be some tough decisions that are going to have to be made, and I know that a lot of these guys are very determined to make those decisions difficult ones, so by no means is this roster set at all, where it's there'll be some tendency for maybe some complacency to set in, and hey, I just got to make it through camp, but I'm guaranteed a spot. That's not true with very many positions. So the competition part will be great. Those are all good problems to have. You know you're building the roster the right way when you look at it and say, wow, we're going to have a hard time not just figuring out the 53, but also, you know, who we're going to have up on game day. I know it's a little early to start doing that, but as a coach, it's
you do it.
Never too early.
Right.